Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 15, His Appearance. He showed them both His hands and His side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. John 20, verse 20. I keep a cherished photo on my iPhone. When my mom realized that the end of her life was approaching, she wanted to go buy her final property, as she called it. So, my parents and I headed to the cemetery. They found a spot that they liked and purchased it. Both of them stood on their future tomb, and I took the photo that I now cherish. She passed away 2 weeks later. I can't imagine the joy that I will experience when I see them again, completely restored, with their cancer-free and glorified bodies. I can't start to fathom the rejoicing of the disciples that day. Some of them had witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus. They saw His agony, the nails puncturing His hands and feet, and the spear piercing His side. On the evening of the resurrection day, Jesus miraculously appeared to His disciples. John observes that, on that occasion, the doors were shut for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." John 20, verse 19. Even though this is still a common Jewish greeting today, on that occasion, it carried all the weight of Jesus' promise of His peace. Which is quite remarkable, taking into consideration that they all had abandoned Him and were worthy of reproach and condemnation. Instead, Jesus greets them with His peace and shows them His hands and His side. When they recognized Him, the disciples were flabbergasted, beside themselves with joy. Jesus had prophesied this moment. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. John 16, verse 22. Now they were beholding their risen Lord, and no one could take their joy away. For a second time, Jesus pronounced His blessing of peace upon them, and then commissioned them, giving them the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the firstborn of the dead, which guarantees that our loved ones who died in Him will rise too. On that day, our grief will be turned to indescribable joy.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!